Hello and welcome to my podcast, Learn French with Lara. I'm Lara and I want you to have fun learning French. Would you like to speak French like a native? Then you need to listen to these 50 French idioms to impress the locals with your fantastic French. Today are the first 5 ones. Without further ado, French idiom number 1. Avoir le coup de foudre. Avoir le coup de foudre. Avoir le coup de foudre. Here are a few examples. J'ai rencontré mon mari à une soirée avec des amis et le coup de foudre fut immédiat. I met my husband at a friend's party and I immediately fell in love. J'ai rencontré mon mari à une soirée avec des amis et le coup de foudre fut immédiat. But sorry boys or girls, it's not only about you. J'ai le coup de foudre pour le nouveau sac de Louis Vuitton. I'm in love with Louis Vuitton's new bag. J'ai le coup de foudre pour le nouveau sac de Louis Vuitton. This French expression appears in the 17th century because coup de foudre, which is in fact to be struck by lightning, at that time, lightning is considered as a sudden and unpleasant event which generates a lot of emotion. It generates fear and stupefaction. Le coup, which is the point at which the lightning strikes and makes a loud noise, is therefore brutal and impressive. It is associated to feelings and emotions. La foudre, which is the actual lightning, is associated to the speed at which it strikes and also the fire that it creates. Fire is synonym of passion. The two together makes up the expression avoir le coup de foudre. As to fall in love is a sudden event that creates a lot of emotion. Ok? Avez-vous le coup de foudre? French idiom number 2. Un tien vaut mieux que deux tu l'auras. Un tien vaut mieux que deux tu l'auras. Un tien vaut mieux que deux, tu l'auras. Un tien vaut mieux que deux, tu l'auras is a nice French proverb to say that it's better to stick to what you have now rather than wait for something somehow better later. Yes, this French idiom, un tien vaut mieux que deux, tu l'auras, in English means one bird in the hand is worth two birds in the bush. This proverb refers back to medieval falconry, where a bird in the hand, the falcon, was a valuable asset and certainly worth more than two in the bush, the prey. Now, let's listen to a few examples. J'hésite à acheter cette robe, car c'est bientôt les soldes. Achète-la maintenant, car un tien vaut mieux que deux tu l'auras.
I don't know if I should buy this dress, because the sales are on tomorrow.
Buy it now, because the bird in the hand is worth two birds in the bush.
J'hésite à acheter cette robe, car c'est bientôt les soldes.
Achète-la maintenant, car un tien vaut mieux que deux tu l'auras.
Now, what is the origin of this expression? Well, this French proverb comes from a fable from La Fontaine, Les Fables de La Fontaine, which is called Le Petit Poisson et le Pêcheur. Right. Le Petit Poisson et le Pêcheur.
petit poisson deviendra grand, pourvu que Dieu lui prête vie. Mais le lâcher en attendant, je tiens pour moi que c'est folie, car de le rattraper, il n'est pas trop certain. Un carpeau, qui n'était encore que fretin, fut pris par un pêcheur au bord d'une rivière. « Tout fait nombre, » dit l'homme en voyant son butin. « Voilà, commencement de chair et de festin. Mettons-le en notre gibecière. » Le pauvre carpillon lui dit en sa manière. « Que ferez-vous de moi? Je ne saurais fournir, au plus qu'une demi-bouchée. Laissez-moi, carpe, devenir. Je serai par vous repêché. Quelque gros partisan m'achètera bien cher, au lieu qu'il vous en faut chercher, peut-être encore 100 de ma taille, pour faire un plat. Quel plat, croyez-moi, rien que vaille. » Rien que vaille, eh bien soit, repartit le pêcheur. Poisson, mon bel ami, qui faites le prêcheur, vous irez dans la poêle, et vous avez beau dire, dès ce soir on vous fera frire. Un tien vaut mieux, se dit-on, mieux que deux tu l'auras. L'un est sûr, l'autre ne l'est pas.
Expression number 3. Poser un lapin. This has to do with a fluffy rabbit. This is an expression which goes back to the 19th century. And it means really not to reward a woman's favors. It means that some girl of little virtue was expected a prize for the service that she gave, and she waited and waited, and the person didn't pay. And this is where this expression comes from. So basically, it is a commitment that is not kept. Now, an example in today's world would be, on avait rendez-vous à 20h, j'ai attendu pendant 2 heures, elle n'est jamais venue, elle m'a posé un lapin. We had a date at 8 p.m., I waited for 2 hours, she never came, she stood me up. Thus, poser un lapin nowadays means that you have been stood up. The person did not come. So the translation in English would be to stand someone's up. Poser un lapin. Smelly French idiom number 4, bonne merde. Bonne merde is a very common French proverb. And it's about merde, which is basically shit. So what is the origin of this good shit? Well, it means basically good luck, and it has its origins in the entertainment world. In the 19th century, the bourgeoisie went to the theater or the opera in a horse-drawn carriage. And the horses, well, they did what they had to do in front of the entrance. So basically, the more successful the show, the more there were carriages, and the more there were spectators walking in the dung and carrying it inside the auditorium. So the success of a play could be measured by the layer of droppings that stained the room, and people got into the habit of wishing each other shit before each performance. Thus, the more dung you have inside a theatre hall, the more successful the play was. Wishing good shit meant good luck, and it's still what it means today. For example, c'est ma première représentation ce soir, j'ai le trac. Je te souhaite bonne merde. It's my first performance tonight and I'm feeling nervous. I wish you good luck.
Translation in English could be good luck, or it could be break a leg. Did you know that the expression break a leg also comes from the theater world? The expression probably reflects a superstition in which wishing a person good luck would be considered bad luck. Therefore, an alternative way of wishing luck was developed and break a leg would be used. The origin of this expression in English dates back apparently from the 1930s. And it is to do with a dancer who actually broke a leg during a performance. Now, discussing French idiom number 5, avoir le cafard. Avoir le cafard. Avoir le cafard is a very common French proverb, and it's really for the depressed people. And I don't like it. I think it's a bit disgusting because of the cafard. Now, cafard is a bug, basically. Now, this French idiom is introduced by Charles Baudelaire in 1857 in Les Fleurs du Mal. Just like the anglicized version of the spleen. This expression designates dark thoughts that can settle in the head. Just like cockroach in a house. Cockroach is cafard. So, avoir le cafard means to have dark thoughts. Suffering from a bad reputation, this little beast is as much hated in the house as it invades our thoughts. But what has the most unloved of bugs to do with being depressed? Well, to understand the origin of this expression, we must take a closer look at the evolution of the word cockroach. It's derived from kafir in Arabic, and it first appears in the 16th century to denote a deceitful disbeliever without faith or morality. These people with no faith, displaying this lack of values, are known to work in a sneaky way. We imagine them sneaking to blend into the darkness with dark clothing, hiding their malice. It didn't take much to make the link between these cockroaches, lovers of the darkest corners of the house, and these false devotees. The French verb cafarder will only reinforce the negative aspect of the term, also amplifying its connection with a certain hypocrisy. However, it was not until 1857 that the cockroach became a symbol of sadness. The poet Charles Baudelaire would have introduced it in his collection of Fleurs du Mal at the same time as his famous spleen. The French language definitely likes to have fun to the detriment of insects. The cockroach, however, small it may be, is forced to carry the burden of sadness. Fortunately, he can count on the help of the bourdon, the drone, to feel a little bit less alone, because avoir le bourdon in French means to be low. Translation in English, well, we could say to feel low or to have the blues. Voilà! These were today's French idiom in English, the first 5 of a list of 50. I hope you liked them. Come back for more and subscribe to my podcast. I'm a French teacher, so don't hesitate to contact me if you need any French class. I use Zoom, so you could be anywhere and still have a French class with me. I can also train you to get a good grade at French GCSE and French A-level. I have a very good track record. Cheerio!